Welcome to Enterprise Radio, the signature show of the Enterprise Podcast Network, featuring some of the most prominent business professionals in the world today. And now your host, Eric Dye.
This is Eric Dye, and once again, welcome to Enterprise Radio, a part of EPN, the Enterprise Podcast Network. Today on the program, we're joined by Rachel Grail, a senior consultant at Interaction Associates, a leading provider of training and consulting services for building a collaborative leadership culture. And Rachel, thanks for joining us here today.
Thank you so much for having me. Happy to be here.
And certainly appreciate your time and looking forward to hearing from you today. So for starters, why can the rapid speed of change feel destabilizing for today's business leaders? Let's start there.
Great place to start. You know, I can't speak for all business leaders, of course, but what I'm hearing a lot of, and maybe some of your listeners will relate to this, is that this rapid change isn't just a matter of pace anymore, but a matter of scope as well. So it seems like every few years, we're having to completely rethink the way that we work. First, we had COVID, and now we've got artificial intelligence technologies coming on at a breakneck speed, not to mention like geopolitics, market factors, all of these different things. So I'm hearing from folks that there's this sense, if I'm not already out in front of the curve, I'm somehow way behind and I don't know how to catch up. So I think there's just a broad scope of sources of uncertainty these days.
For sure on that, and a great place to kick things off here today. Now, we often hear about the importance of effective communication, but listening is overlooked as a significant part of that equation. What role does listening actually play in helping people thrive in the midst of rapid change?
Yeah, well, to me, thriving in rapid change is about responsiveness. And developing that level of responsiveness comes from sharpening listening skills. And you're right, listening is often overlooked as a part of effective communication. People think, oh, I've been listening forever. I know how to do that. But the data shows that we actually miss or misunderstand much of what we hear from others. So listening helps us to first really understand the underlying interests and fears of other people. That allows us to reconcile differences more quickly and effectively, and really importantly, to source creative solutions from the people on our team. And maximizing the resources of the people on our team is key to, quote, doing more with less, which I think we're all hearing that phrase a lot lately.
Now, speaking of listening, what is listening as an ally and how does it work in the business world? Touch on that if you would.
Yeah, listening as an ally is a model for how you listen. So rather than listening as a judge or a skeptic or an adversary, where you come in with your own agenda and you kind of try to poke holes in what the other person is saying, you instead make a conscious choice to listen as an ally, meaning that you make understanding the other person your first priority. And what's great is that these skills can be applied really much the same way in your personal and in your professional life. But what's distinct about how this works in the business world is that it can be hard for leaders to let go of their agenda because they're the ones ultimately responsible for outcomes. What's important to remember is that listening as an ally doesn't mean that you have to agree with someone or with their approach. It just offers a practical way to make sure that you really understand someone without overlaying too many of your own filters first that might make you miss something valuable in what they have to say or bring.
Rachel, really appreciate the information shared and you're visiting with us here today. We're speaking with Rachel Grail. She is a senior consultant at Interaction Associates, a leading provider of training and consulting services for building a collaborative leadership culture here on Enterprise Radio, a part of EPN, the Enterprise Podcast Network. Now, continuing on, how can listening as an ally be taught in the workplace and enforced as a standard operating procedure within organizations?
Well, I'd start by saying if it's done well, getting this to be a standard operating procedure is less about enforcement and really more just about building it in as a habit. Obviously that will change depending on the current culture of the organization, kind of where the starting place is. But in general, the most effective thing is when respected leaders speak about this transparently and then model this consistently. So they say, hey, I really want to understand where you're coming from. You know, it's great if everyone can take a training where everyone learns these skills together, they're on the same page, they have the same language. But really, the skills are not hard to teach. These are things like mirroring, where you say the exact words of someone back to them so they know that you really heard them, or you paraphrase, where you say what you think you heard in your own words to demonstrate understanding. You can use open-ended questions, where rather than leading them down your own agenda with your questions, you allow yourself to be surprised about what they bring. So these are kind of simple tools that you can bring in. But what's really important about helping this become standard is that you start building the habit in low-stakes situations. It's way more difficult to let go of our own agenda when the stakes are higher. But if you start to build this in as a daily habit, it can really take hold, and enforcement then isn't an issue.
Good feedback there and some good information. Really appreciate that. Now, what are the interpersonal as well as system-wide business benefits to this approach?
I'm glad that you asked that. Put really, really simply, this approach generates trust. I have interpersonal trust, where I trust that I will be heard, that my thoughts matter to the people on my team. And I generate intrapersonal trust, where I trust that I have the skills to listen to and understand other people. When that trust is really strong, it makes conflict much less scary. And when we can engage in conflict in healthy ways, people will share more openly about their reservations. That will help us all understand risks in new initiatives. It helps people to agree more fully to decisions, which means that they have a higher level of buy-in, accountability, and commitment. All of that leads to better outcomes. So there's this really strong business case, but also along the way, people have better relationships with their colleagues. So less energy is wasted on defensiveness or frustration. And all of that generates psychological safety and ultimately a more cohesive and resilient team.
Finally, Rachel, what's one tip you'd like to recommend to listeners on navigating this year of change in 2023 that would help them connect more meaningfully with those around them, from family to friends to work colleagues?
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I think the best tip I can offer there is really just to make curiosity a daily practice. Whether you're connecting with someone like a work colleague or a friend or even someone you're very close to, try to ask yourself, what am I curious about in their life, about how they're feeling? I think this can be especially important for the people closest to us. You know, we live with them. We think, I know what's going on for them. I see them every day. But maybe if you ask them an open-ended question about something, you'd be surprised by the answer. And even if you're not totally surprised by the answer, at the very least, you've demonstrated to them that their experience matters. And that can be really meaningful when you want to connect with people. Also, getting into that mode and mindset of curiosity is really a great way to deal with all the change that's coming at us all the time.
Rachel, really appreciate once again your visit on behalf of Interaction Associates and for all the insight and information shared. Where can listeners get more information on Interaction Associates online?
Yeah, thanks for asking. InteractionAssociates.com is where you'll find us. We've got lots of great info on all our trainings and resources. So they can reach out to anyone, me on LinkedIn or any one of my colleagues. We're all happy to share.
Easy enough. And as always, we'll leave that link within the show notes of this broadcast. Rachel, all the best. Thanks so much for joining us here today on Enterprise Radio.
Thank you so much for having me and sharing on this really meaningful topic. Have a great day.
And you too. Again, we've been speaking with Rachel Grell, a senior consultant at Interaction Associates, a leading provider of training and consulting services for building a collaborative leadership culture. And once again, for all the details, visit interactionassociates.com. And this is Eric Dye, and you've been listening to Enterprise Radio, a part of EPN, the Enterprise Podcast Network. Tune into our live location as we are streaming live 24/7 around the world at epodcastnetwork.com/live. You can also find our live stream on iTunes Radio and TuneIn Radio, as well as the TuneIn Radio app for your listening convenience. And as always, we thank you for your support and for tuning in.
Thanks for listening to Enterprise Radio.
To subscribe to more of our programming, visit epodcastnetwork.com.
This is the ePodcast Network.